Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the New York Mets and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Luplow. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Greg Goosen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Shaw. Pitching for the New York Mets, Bob Shaw. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brock Davis. Batting second. The shortstop, Sonny Jackson. Batting third. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Chuck Harrison. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Norm Miller. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chris Zachary. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Chris Zachary. And now, play ball. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zachary fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Shaw covering, for the out. One out. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrison scoops it up and throws to first, with Zachary covering, for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool strikes out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrison scoops it up and throws to first, with Zachary covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrison scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harrelson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Luplow. Zachary reaches second base with a double. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Goosen and he is safe. Davis steals second. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 1 in the game. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bateman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 1 in the game. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrison hits a pop-up towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub strikes out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller strikes out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into left field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Zachary hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Goosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Goosen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Shaw hits a line drive into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 2 in the game. Hiller strikes out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Boyer hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 2 in the game. Luplow hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 2 in the game. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hickman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-2 in the game. Aspromonte bunts in front of the plate. Goosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to second. One out. Chris Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Zachary hits a fly ball into left field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen is 0-for-2 in the game. Goosen takes first base on ball 4. Sean Fitzmaurice pinch runs for Greg Goosen. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shaw bunts towards first. Harrison scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shaw for the out. Fitzmaurice moves to second. One out. Larry Elliott pinch hits for Bud Harrelson. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-3 in the game. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jerry Grote now catching. Eddie Bresuit now playing shortstop. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-3 in the game. Morgan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresuit fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-3 in the game. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Harrison moves to second. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-3 in the game. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Boyer hits a line drive into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 3 in the game. Luplow hits a line drive into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 3 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 3 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Jones reaches second base with a double. Cranepool moves to third. Carol Sembra now pitching. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cranepool scores. Jones moves to third. It's 1-0, Mets. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 3 in the game. Hickman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. LeMay pinch hits for Carol Sembra. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hiller reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 1, and Houston Astros, 0. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.